Checking back in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get a rundown on this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting. Nikki, how are you today?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Doing okay. We're staying cool inside.
That's right. Yeah, you have to. Or be in a pool.
Absolutely.
Or the
Yeah,
beach.
that too, yes.
But we did have a full board agenda on item number one, hearing regarding the request of the Marymount Association for a special use permit one-day liquor license for the following 4th of July events. Number one, a freedom celebration on Wednesday, July 3rd from 4:45 to 9 p.m. with beer and wine. And a back to 20s parade on Thursday, July 4th, 12:30 to 1:30. Mark Sauter was there and spoke about the events. These events are for the association and their guests. And as a reminder from Councillor McCarthy, there will be a change in the route this year for the parade. Longwood Road will be dug up, and the route will take a right on Wobbin Road instead, out back to Furnace Brook to Shore Ave. There will be food trucks, two food trucks there as well, and that went through 5-0.
A long-standing 4th of July tradition in Marymount.
Yes. Agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of Best Duck Cafe, Inc. for a common victual license for the premise located at 22 Brook Street, formerly Mimi Bakery. Proposed manager, Mannion Tim. Proposed hours of operation, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mannion Tim was there and spoke about having about 12 to 16 seats, but mostly takeout. Buns, some steamed food, and that went through 5-0. Agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of the Quincy Lodge of Elks, 943 BPOE Inc., 254 Quarry Street, for a pledge of their all alcohol beverage club license to Eastern Bank at 265 Franklin Street, Boston. Attorney Stephen Panagiotakis was there. This was purely paperwork, the pledge for a refi. So that went through 5-0 as well. Number four, hearing regarding the request of Jerry Quincy Arlington LLC, doing business as Staybridge Suites Hotel Inn Express Quincy, for a transfer of the inn holder all alcohol beverage license presently held by Caldwin Management Inc. for the premise located at 1 Richard A. Stratton Way. The premise is a 5-story full service hotel of approximately 90,000 square feet, with a bar and restaurant area of approximately 5,500 square feet on the first floor. Proposed manager, Ashish Shangati, was there and spoke about they have acquired the Staybridge Suites Hotel. They own the Best Western now, and on the first floor, the bar and restaurant is not open at this time, but they're going to look into opening that in the coming days. So that went through 5-0 as well.
Okay, very good.
And agenda item number five, hearing to provide an update of the opening timeline of Aviva Trattoria Quincy LLC, doing business as Aviva Trattoria, 1500 Hancock Street, regarding their request for an entertainment license for the same location. Tom Croshaw was there. He did give us an update on Aviva Trattoria. They will be opening in mid-September. Their furniture is to be delivered late August, and so they're working on the space right now. And as far as the entertainment goes, it's for some background music in the restaurant and out of their patio, and also maybe an acoustic player on special nights. And that went through 5-0 as well. And our next hearing will be on July 16th.
Okay, after the 4th of July. All right.
Yes. Going quick
Interesting.
now.
I'm telling you, so we're already talking about things opening in September. So, yeah.
That's right.
Excellent. Okay, thank you so much for the update, Nikki. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
All right, stay cool.
You too.